So tell me about the food drive. Why do the letter carriers do this every year? Because it's been quite a few years, hasn't it?
Actually, we've done this annually for the last 27 years. And basically, just to give you a little history about what we're doing, the Letter Carrier Stamp Out Hunger Food Drive is an outgrowth of a tradition that the community service exhibited by members of the National Association of Letter Carriers for over the last 125 years. Letter carriers, as we walk through our communities every day, often coming face to face with the community, we do see the sad reality of far too many of our customers that are actually going through hunger situations. So each year, on the second Saturday in May, letter carriers across the country collect non-perishable food donations from our customers. And these donations go directly to our local food pantries to provide to the people in those particular neighborhoods and in the surrounding areas with the help to replenish those food pantries or food banks. Now, back in 2018, we collected over 71.5 million pounds of food nationally, feeding an estimated 64 million people over the course of our 26-year history. The food drive has collected well over 1.5 billion pounds of food thanks to the Postal Service Universal Delivery Network that spans the entire nation, including Puerto Rico, Guam, and U.S. Virgin Islands.
Have any idea how those numbers break down here in Merrillville, Gary area?
After each collection period, we actually take the food that was collected and we actually weigh the food. And we do have some figures, and I don't want to share those right now because last year the scales were a little off or what have you, but we do actually weigh the food, and sometimes we're in the neighborhood of 40,000 pounds of food collected in some of these areas that are actually going right back into our neighborhood.
And the timing of the food drive being right now is significant because food pantries are usually depleted from Thanksgiving, Christmas, when they get their big donations.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, the need for the food donations are great because currently 42 million Americans, that's 1 in 6, are unsure where their next meal is coming from. 16 million are children who feel the hunger impact on their overall health and ability to perform in school. And nearly 5 million seniors over the age of 60 are food insecure. So what that means is the food drive is really crucial for us. So with that said, the food banks and pantries often receive the majority of the donations that we do actually collect. And again, like you mentioned, Thanksgiving and Christmas is usually when the intake or when everyone seems to use the food banks, which actually then diminishes and depletes them at that time. So by the springtime, many pantries are depleted when we're actually entering into the spring and summer months. And those pantries are low on supplies. And that's when, you know, school breakfast and lunch programs are not available, you know, for some of the children that are in need. So by us participating with the Letter Carrier Step Out Hunger Food Drive, it just allows us to help in our local communities supply and replenish those food banks during the summer months. And basically what we're doing, we're just asking all the customers on the letter carrier routes throughout our area just to leave a non-perishable food donation in a bag or even in the actual mailbox itself on Saturday, May the 11th, and your letter carrier will do the rest. So with everybody's help and the help of the U.S. Postal Service, we've collected over, again, 1.67 million pounds of food in the United States over the past 26 years as our national food drive has been in place.
Do you usually get a lot of participation here locally?
We do, we do. And actually, what we're doing this year, we want to sort of reintroduce to the community with support as far as getting the schools involved, some of the precinct committee personnel. Not only that, some of the churches, we're sending information out to the churches so they can spread the word to the congregations to, you know, inform them of the dates as well. And we also have volunteers who will actually come out and assist us with their vehicles to help collect food from various donors, you know, maybe that the postal carrier may not be able to, you know, collect that food, you know, within a certain time parameter. So, yes, we have an outpouring of support coming this year. And it's basically because what we're trying to do this year and the years going forward is actually put in place, you know, some partnerships with local participants in the community so we can make this thing go super successful each year going forward.
Okay, so how can people help out? How can people participate?
Well, the biggest help that we can receive from the community is just that everybody kind of spread the word to each other and just remember to mark on their calendars that on Saturday, May the 11th, just please put a non-perishable food item or a bag of food items around their mailboxes or in their mailboxes. And again, our letter carriers, they're out. We're excited. We're really, truly motivated because not only is this a labor of love, we actually are doing, you know, some good in our neighborhoods. And we really take that truly seriously. Not only are we doing that, but letter carriers, we are sort of the eyes and ears of the communities that we actually service. And, you know, we tend to kind of, you know, keep an eye on some of our elderly people, and if we see things that tend to go awry, we're sort of like that first responder type individual that kind of, you know, help get maybe first responders in on situations that are sort of going awry or whatever.
And where does the food go that you guys collect?
That's a great question. Now, this year, we in the Maryville area, we have it situated where Ross Township, they're going to actually help us collect the food and take it to their food bank. And from there, they actually go ahead and pretty much supply and pass out food to other food pantries in the Maryville area. Now, I do believe in the Gary area, there's a food pantry or food bank by the name of Brothers Keeper. So the food that we collect in that area, we're going to actually get it over to the Brothers Keeper. And again, they're going to actually pass food out to some of the other food pantries and churches that actually have food pantries and kitchens in those areas as well.
Okay. Thanks so much, Sam. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it, Sheriff. And thank you.